Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Meseches Yevamos Daf Dalet. The topic is Ese Doche Lo Sase, pushing each other around. How does it work? And the Shir is going to be learned Le'ili Nishmas, my father, Zichrono Levracha, Rav Yosef Meir Ben Chaim Kaufman, and Erez's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulam bet Salma. Zichron Levracha, may the neshamos have an aliyah. Our Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis introduces a new sugya with the following idea. Up until this point, the Gemara had cited a braisa that understands the makor, or the source, for the halacha of the Mishnah, which tells us that the white etzara is essentially not allowed to do Yibum with a Yavam when the dead wife or the deceased, not allowed to do Yibum with a Yavam when the other wife is usher to the Yavam as an Erva. Okay? Hameshish Rei Nashim Potros Es Tzarosehim. Okay, the Gemara is now going to further analyze the foundations of this principle. The Gemara on the Daf Gimel and Beis tells us the following. Taima, the reason these women are potter from Yibum, is the cause of Rachmana Aleh, that Hashem writes, the cause of Rachmana Aleha, that Hashem wrote the word Aleha. Halav Hachi, from which it may be inferred that had it not been so, Havamina would have said the following. Achos Isha Miyabemes, that a wife's sister enters Yibum with her sister's husband, meaning it's only because of the Gzeir Shava Aleha, Aleha. Yevamo Yevo Aleha, Aleha b'chayeha. My time. What would the reason that one could have assumed that this was the case? And the Gemara answers, the Amrinan, as we say, according with the following principle, Asi asei, v'dachi lo sasei, that a positive mitzvah comes and overrides a prohibition. We know that mitzvahs can be grouped into several categories. One is a category called an asei, where you're supposed to do something, for example, to give tzedakah, to put on tzitzis, to sit in the sukkah. And there are other mitzvos that are called lo sases, where you're not supposed to do something. Do not kill, do not do malacha on Shabbos, do not eat on Yom Kippur, and so on. Our Gemara is telling us that we do have a principle, and the principle of ase doche lo sase is that a positive mitzvah comes and overrides a negative mitzvah or a prohibition. In this case, the Gemara tells us, the mitzvah saseh, or the positive mitzvah to do yibum, would override the lo saseh of marrying one's wife's sister, the aseh of an erva. Of course, the Gemara ends up telling us that's because of a different pasuk, we don't allow it. But the principle is there of ase doche lo saseh. How does this concept work? Where you have something that it was an iser, not allowed, and that's negated in the face of a positive mitzvah that's performed, for the lack of a better choice of words, at the same time. Because that's a separate discussion, exactly when the assay is done. But let's just take the basic concept, how could it work? Because we all know in all areas of halacha, the defining mechanism by which a halacha works sets up the parameters of the halacha. And differences in definition could lead to differences in parameters in the form of nafkaminas. So we want to know, what is the basic principle that defines this concept of ase doche lo sase? So it happens to be, I wanted to present two basic understandings of the principle. One principle is brought down in the name of Rav Nissim Gaon in his commentary to Maseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. And I'm going to read to you what Rav Nissim Gaon says, quoting actually the Gemara that's brought down in Yevamos. It says, quoting a pasuk, lo silbas shatnez, the pasuk tells us, and these are the words that Rav Nissim Gaon are bringing down. The pasuk says, do not wear shatnez. Uchsiv, and the pasuk also says, gedilim tasalacha, you should put on tzitzis. Yadana, we know from here, ki ze lo sase, this lo sase of wearing shatnez, einu shave bechol davar, it doesn't apply to everything. Ela miyuchadu, it's very distinct. Vichi atzivu shenem ar acharov, and this commandment to where it sits is that it said afterwards, hu tinayalov, it is a condition to this mitzvah losase, meaning the ability to where it sits is a condition in the avera of shatnez, meaning, v'chilo ba'la hazir ela, and that the Torah is coming to warn us that we're not allowed to do levishas kelayim, wearing shatnez, chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis, where you're not wearing tzitzis. Aval, but, mashihu me'orav michute pishtan, something that is mixed with linen strings, imatalas shel tzemer, with your wool talis, shehi mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis, eino nichnas bo ha'azhara. It does not fall into the category of the prohibition. Ela mutterhu. And that is permitted. And Rav Nissim Gold goes on to say, kachi darka, this is the rule. Shebe'ei she'ire, at the time, chiyuv ha'mitzvah saseh, at the time that the obligation to do the asay comes, nidcha ha'azara, the hazara, the warning, the lo saseh is pushed off. V'nikayim atzivui, and we will fulfill the command shu asay. V'tavo mitzvah saseh, v'tidach ha'lo saseh, the positive commandment will push off the negative commandment, ki azhara shalav alzeh tanai nemra, because it was put on this condition. And the condition is that there was a tanai built into the lav, and that is, when it comes into the conflict with the kiyum of an asay, such as wearing tzitzis that contain kelayim, the lav never takes effect. And the action that is commanded by the asay is completely mutter. In other words, there is no isser whatsoever when it comes to wearing tzitzis that are kelayim. In a word, the lav is hutra. Now this happens to be a very, very big step, because as we learned last week, hutra versus dechuya are two different things. Dechuya means that the lav is there, but we just push it off. Hutra means that there is no lav, there is no prohibition whatsoever. And in fact, there are those who take issue with this approach, simply because the term esi docha lo sase means, as it says, the lav is there and it's just pushed off. This happens to be brought down by Tosfos in Meseches Brachos on Daf Chaf, which writes, based on a idea brought down by Rashi there, and I'm just going to give you the quote in Tosfos. And Tosfos says, "V'lo nihira, it's not possible. Dim kain kol makom damrinan she'ese docha lo sase likri sheval tase v'hech kari le dechia." Right? She'eino dechia dehasam lo nemar halav. That dechia doesn't mean that the lav wasn't said. So you see, Tosos already objecting to this idea, without getting into the specifics over there. But Tosos already objects to this idea to say that with the principle of esse docha lo sase works based on the idea that there is absolutely no lav. Tosos says it's not true. So you have this one concept, the concept brought down by Rav Nissim Gaon, which is debated by other Rishonim, including Tosos. Happens to be, that there is another approach. And this approach is brought down by the Ramban, Ala Torah, in Parshas Yisro. And it's speaking about the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Now this is important, because we know the Torah formulates the Aseres HaDibros in two different places. One place is in Parshas Yisro, and one place is in Parshas Vaschanan. In the Dibros that are written in Parshas Yisro, we're told about the mitzvah of Shabbos with the expression Zachoris Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Remember Shabbos. In Vaschanan, we're told Shamoris Yom HaShabbos, guard the Shabbos. And there happens to be a difference between the two. Zechira is referring to the mitzvah Sasei, the positive commandments of Shabbos, what you're supposed to do. And the Shemira, or the Shamar, is referring to the Losa, say the things that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Fine. How is it possible that you have both expressions? Weren't they both said? How can you say both at the same time? So that's a very loaded question, because the Gemara already says what's alluded to very famously in Lechadodi, Shamar v'Zachar b'Diborecha, they're both said at the same time. Nonetheless, though, the Torah does formulate the assay of Zohar first, and then later on in Devarim it formulates the Los Assay, the Shomer. And the Ramban gives a comment as to why that is. And I'll read you the words of the Ramban. The Ramban says, the emes hu, it's the truth. Gam kein ki mitzah Zohar, I'm sorry, ki mitzah Zohar, that with the words of Zohar, romzu b'mitzah Assay. There they've hinted to the positive commandments of Shabbos. And that is, V'ayotze mimidas ha'ahava. It comes out, it's performed, it represents the love that we have for Hashem. V'hu l'midas ha'rachamim. Ki ha'osa mitzvas adonav. When a person does the commands of his master, ahuvlo, shows that his master is beloved to him. He wants to do things for him. And consequently, vadonav, mirachim alav, and his master will have mercy on him. Umidas shomar, b'mitzvas lo sase. Shomar, which represents the negative commandments, the hula midas hadin, that represents Hashem's judgment. V'yotze midas hayira, comes about from fear. We don't want to do something that's going to get our master angry. Ki hanishmor mi'asos davar ra, b'einei adonav yareoso. Because the reason why you don't do something to your master is because you're afraid of what he's going to do to you. V'lachein, therefore, mitzase gedola mi'mitzvas lo sase. An asay is greater than a lo sase. Kemosha ahava gedola me'yira. That's like love is greater than fear. Ki amikayim va'osa begufa ubimamono ritzon adonav. Somebody who fulfills with his body and with his money the will of his master, who gadol mehanishmar me'asos rabbeinav, is greater than the person who abstains and guards himself from doing something bad. V'lachin omru, and here is where the qualification comes. Here is the punchline. The asi asay v'dachi lo sase. Why is this? Because again, ahava, doing an asay, is greater than a lo sase, which comes from yira. It's not an issue of hutra dechuya, about saying that, oh, that the act is permissible, not permissible, but rather we deal with the impact of the action and we weigh the two of them together. And the Ramban is telling us that, contrary to one what might think, that a lav is stronger because of the punishment, the asay pushing it off is actually stronger in itself, in the message that we are showing to Hashem, that we are serving from Ahava. So the way that the Ramban is formulating esay docha lo sase, it's a matter of strengths. The bigger mitzvah pushes off the lesser mitzvah. Since an asay comes from the idea of ahava, that's greater. And that's why it's going to push it off. So let's just summarize the two opinions. We have Rav Nissim Gaon, who says that a condition was put in to los asays, telling you that it doesn't apply when there's an asay. The Ramban's going to say that no, it's an addition, it's a factor of strength. And that nasei, because it's coming from ava, is stronger than a lo sase, which comes from yira. Now, there's a difficulty of the Ramban's approach, which is based on the Gemara in Yuma, later codified in Hilchos Tshuva by the Rambam, where the Gemara tells us the following. Avar al asei vishav, if somebody violated nasei, let's say he didn't put on tzitzis, and you know what, he feels bad, and he does tshuva, he does a vidu, he does a charata, he does a vezivas achet, and there's a kabbal asid. So you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, "Einu zaz misham ad shemolchan oso." He doesn't have to even move until he's forgiven. In other words, the tshuva and the kapara is instantaneous. However, skipping down, the Gemara says, "Avar alos asay v'asa tshuva." If somebody goes against a negative prohibition, he eats basar b'chalav, he gets a tattoo, he cuts off his payas, and then he feels bad, and he does tshuva, and does everything he needs to do to misakin achet, the Gemara says, tshuva tola, tshuva suspends the punishment, meaning he's not going to get punished at that part. V'yom ha-kippur mechaper, and the day of Yom Kippur will serve as an atonement. In other words, all tshuva is going to do is suspend punishment, and as long as he holds himself clean from this avera till Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur will wipe it away. As the pasuk says, ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. So we see clearly that the onus for a lav and the criteria for tshuva are much stricter. The simple assumption we're going to make is the stronger the avera, the stronger the tshuva needed. Let's say for a mashal. Well, mashal, for example. Somebody who gets a simple cut needs a band-aid. But somebody who gets a 3-inch gash might need stitches. So here too, not doing an avera just needs a basic tshuva. A lav, however, needs Yom Kippur as well. Would come to say over here that a lav is stronger, going against the concept that the Ramban formulated. So this idea is actually addressed by several achronim, including the Meshech Chachma at the end of Parshas Zos HaBracha, and they use the following formula. We take the words of the Ramban, and we can say that there are really two dinim, or two concepts, when it comes to aseh and los aseh, and that there is the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the bitul ha-mitzvah, meaning doing the mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah. When it comes to kiyum ha-mitzvah, in terms of doing the mitzvah, an aseh is stronger because you're actually doing something that demonstrates your ahava towards Hashem. Not doing a lav or abstaining from it demonstrates you serving Hashem through yira. However, when it comes to actually doing the avera, the lav is stronger again because you are doing something wrong. As opposed to an aseh, when you're not doing something. So therefore, the tshuva to correct the misdeed is stronger. But as far as actual kiyum, the aseh can be greater. So again, so what do we see? That we can take this concept of the Ramban and we can break it up. And we can break it up into the following. We can break it up and say that when it comes to really, there's no contradiction in saying that an aseh is a greater thing than a los aseh. But the tshuva needed to correct a los aseh is a higher requirement. Because again, we look at actions. And we say like this, as far as doing the action is concerned, as far as performing the mitzvah, yes, the aseh is greater because, again, that action is based on ava versus abstaining from something which is yira. When we look at the tshuva and we look at the averas, well, there we go, we're talking about the action also. The action of a los aseh, and how does one violate a los aseh by actually doing something? That is going to be greater. How does one violate an aseh? By not doing something. So therefore, the tshuva is going to be greater. But the principle of the Ramban, that the etzem action of an aseh is greater, that allows us to say, eseh docheh los aseh, that still applies. Now, what could be a nafka mina between the two? So I saw it brought down in the name of the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nochum Persovich, Zichrono Levracha. He brought down two possible nafka minas. Let me bring them two down for you, and then we'll close this year. First one is, let's say there are two lavim at the same time as the kiyum ha-mitzvah, as opposed to just one lav. Do we say the concept of eseh docheh los aseh or not? So Rav Nochum points out the following. If you want to say the concept of eseh docheh los aseh means there's no iser at all, then it doesn't matter if there's one iser or two iserim. If you're going to say the aseh negates all wrongdoing, the tanai is there's a condition that when this aseh sets in, there is no avera. So therefore you go, look, simply, it's pushed off completely, and it'll be allowed. But if you're going to hold it, the Ramban, and you want to say the kiyum ha-mitzvah from Ava will trump the kiyum lav from Yira, that might be when we're talking about a one-on-one level, that you have Ava on one side, one Ava versus one Yira. But who's to say that one Ava is going to be strong enough to trump two Yiras? It could be that very well, two Yiras would be stronger, and it wouldn't push off the essay. There's also the shaila about being docha, a lav with curries. Now, I'm going to give a little disclaimer. I know the Gemara mentions it on Daf Gimel Beis. I'm not going to give a spoiler alert and say what happens on Daf Hamad Beis because, first of all, I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but the other reason is because I haven't learned the sugya yet. But I was told that it is going to happen on Hamad Beis. But anyways, let's just discuss this. Rav Nochum wants to say that there is a nafka mina here as well. And what do we mean? If you want to say the concept of eseh docheh los aseh means that the iser doesn't set in, one could argue this tanai was not put in place when we're dealing with a strict iser like kares. And therefore, you would say possibly that it wouldn't work. But if you want to say the kiyum of ava is greater than the kiyum of yira, it makes no difference as to what the yira is. Rather, it's just going to go ahead and we're looking at a pure kiyum basis. And on a one-on-one basis, we say that doing something from Ava is always going to be greater from Yira, because by doing that, you're showing your love for Hashem. And as we know, when Ava versus Yira, Ava's Hashem is always a higher level. And that's why the Ramban would say, in this case, it would push it off. Kol Tov, have a wonderful